Looking at a banner headline in one of the papers, Wales quits. Let me speak to our political editor, Ken Reid. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Well, Ken, it's in the Belfast Telegraph this morning. I was talking to you on Friday. Certainly a suggestion coming off your lips that we could expect this. No surprise?
Not really. I think that the situation on Friday evening was that Jim Wales was determined to stay. I don't think Peter Robinson was at any stage going to sack him. The decision would have to be Jim Wales. But then there was apparently another incident in Rathfrieland involving a lesbian couple on Saturday, and I think things have mounted up. Now, Jim Wales in his statement says the main reason that he has decided to resign is because of his wife's Grace. She's had two strokes. She's in very bad health. She's in hospital. She's expected to be there until late in the summer. And he said that really is his main priority.
So what's the next step? How do they go about finding a new health minister?
Well, Jim Wales is actually going to stay in place until May the 11th. Although Simon Hamilton, the finance minister, is also going to carry out some of his duties. So then Peter Robinson will have to look at an alternative now. There will be plenty of names in the frame, but I would suspect Peter Robinson might want to wait to find out what happens at the Westminster election to see who's been successful and who's been unsuccessful before he plumps for the new health minister. And the expectation at the moment, this could change, as we won't have an announcement until Monday the 11th of May.
If Peter Robinson is going to be involved in any talks or discussions about the formation of the next government at Westminster, is the issue regarding Jim Wales having stood down as health minister to his advantage there?
Well, I don't think it's helpful. And we had on Friday Nick Clegg, for example, saying, in regard to Jim Wales' comments last Thursday night in Downpatrick at that meeting, that the DUP mask had slipped. So I don't think it's helpful. I think what
the DUP fact he's gone does that strengthen Peter Robinson?
Yeah, probably it probably does. I think also that Jim Wales going to some degree, I think it will be a live story today, particularly since we have the same-sex marriage debate at Stormont. But and to some degree, I think the story will probably fizzle out after today for a while.
The same-sex marriage debate is the next thing I was going to mention to you, because it is so much in focus at the moment. Here, there's the debate, there's the referendum up and coming in the Republic. It is on the tip of most people's tongues.
Well, I think this is a Sinn Féin motion, and I think it is there because of the referendum that you're talking about south of the border on May the 22nd. But then with the events involving Jim Wales also emerging, the thing took a life of its own. But I do think that some of the other possibilities now that could have happened in the Assembly today, a vote of no confidence in Jim Wales and the Alliance Party, seeking an urgent question for a reply from the Health Minister, that I think will disappear.
You say that until the 11th of May, he is technically still the Health Minister, assisted by Simon Hamilton. But if there's work to be done, a ministerial duty to be carried out, will Jim Wales be doing it, or would Simon Hamilton actually be doing it?
Well, we don't know, Frank. I mean, this has only happened in the past few hours. But I would imagine it'll be Simon Hamilton will be the public face of that department.
Okay, Ken, thank you very much. Ken Reid, our political editor.